Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news on the 19th of June. Hope you guys had a great weekend and are ready to kickstart this week with all your energy. On the 19th of June, there are huge errors of up to 50 marks revealed in the CBSE Class 12 evaluations. Theresa May is always making it to the news, and the Brexit talks are beginning all over again. Iraqi forces began a final assault on Mosul's old city. Pakistan beat India to win their first Champions Trophy title. In fact, their first title in a long time. While French President Emmanuel Macron launches tech visa to woo tech industry. And more tech news with Airbnb buying a startup founded by Indian origin entrepreneurs. First piece on the news is huge errors of up to 50 marks revealed in CBSE Class 12 evaluation. The Class 12 exam score for various students increased by 40 to 50 marks after retotaling or verification. In one case, a student's mathematics marks increased from 50 to 90 after retotaling. Another student's marks in economics increased from 9 to 45. Notably, CBSE only allows retotaling of marks, while re-evaluation of answers is done only after a court's order. Brexit talks begin. Negotiations over how the United Kingdom will exit the European Union start in Brussels, complicated by electoral losses that have further weakened UK Prime Minister Theresa May's political position. Business groups in the UK are desperate for access to the European single market, but EU officials are still waiting for any ideas at all from May's negotiations. That's right, Brexit's just been in the news for a while. It hasn't happened. We don't know if it's happening for sure. There's always some cloud around this. Iraqi forces began a final assault on Mosul's old city. Street fighting to root out ISIL in Iraq's second largest city could mark the end of the fighting there. But as many as 150,000 civilians are still trapped in the dense urban battlefield. So yes, ISIS still hasn't left Mosul. Pakistan beat India to win their first Champions Trophy title. Pakistan won their first ever Champions Trophy title after defeating defending champions India by 180 runs in the tournament final on Sunday. Pakistan last won an ICC ODI tournament 25 years ago when they lifted the 1992 World Cup. The match was only the third instance of India being beaten by the arch rivals in an ICC tournament. In fact, India went crumbling down. Their bowling wasn't on point, nor was their batting. We'd lost 5 wickets with less than 60 runs on board. French President Emmanuel Macron launches tech visa to woo tech industry. French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday launched French Tech Visa, which is a fast 4-year program for entrepreneurs and their families, which allows them to get resident permit. Talking about the need to reduce regulations and become a country of unicorns, Macron said, "We want the pioneers, innovators, entrepreneurs of the world to come to France and work with us on all possible innovation." Emmanuel Macron says that he wants to run France like it's a startup and spend a lot of money on innovation. Coming from a banking background and knowing the nitty-gritties of business, it's going to be exciting to see how Emmanuel Macron will lead France. In fact, he's one of the youngest leaders in France after Napoleon, 37 years old if I'm not wrong. Last piece on the news is Airbnb buying a startup founded by Indian origin entrepreneurs. Homestay startup Airbnb is buying California-based background check startup Truly that was founded by 3 Indian origin entrepreneurs in 2014. Truly, that's the name of the startup. It was co-founded by Savi Baveja, Anish Das Sharma and Nilesh Dalvi. It helps predict the trustworthiness of individuals and businesses. Airbnb will use Truly's technology to protect its users and hosts from fraudulent people and scams. That was the last piece of the news for the 19th of June. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. And this is your host Ashwin signing off with Slow Hands by Niall Horan. Hope you guys have a great start to the week, and I will see you tomorrow same time.